This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your health and your well-being, your choices that you're making, we can help you with that here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices his brand of medicine, his cardiology at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dura, Florida. He's a fabulous technician, fabulous reader, although he admits to me that he got some blood work. Talking back and forth about, you know, I have three different things that I pursue with regard to my health. I integrate my medical choices because it makes me feel comfortable to know absolutely everything that's going on in my body. And I advise that of you. I think that you should know what's going on in your body. It doesn't do you any good unless you don't care. If you don't care, then there's not much point even in your wasting time listening to this program, because we're here to help you because we care. I care about my health. Ken cares about his. We care about our family's health. We pay attention. There are a lot of things along the road, a lot of signs, if you will. And so as I have tried to integrate some of the stuff that Ken teaches me from his point of view as being sort of a classical, traditional cardiologist, and then I have Jack Stockwell, who is not necessarily traditional, but he looks at things from the point of view of a chiropractor, and that has a different staple attached to it. And then I have this new group of people who are working; they're real analysts of things. And so I had this really extensive blood work done for the second time in my adulthood, and you were sent the stuff, and what did you say to me earlier? You don't know what some of it means? I get kind of a kick out of that. I don't have the stuff in front of me. I'll grab it.
Let me just say that there's not an insurer on planet Earth that would pay for any of this.
No, I don't care, because I don't want the insurance. The whole problem with the stinking insurance business, and you know, whether you'd qualify that way, you have to deal with these people all the time, and they keep shaving and cutting and paying you less for the same really great services that you provide. And it's part of the problem with our, you know, we have an opioid epidemic, we have a prescription epidemic. I think we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about me being in this particular outfit that I've been going to. The lady who was my researcher said I was the only person my age that she knew that didn't have any meds. None. Zero. And that's part of the problem. There's a solution, because people like you and whoever else that prescribes regularly have, you have the scruples, if you will. You have the ethics. You have the morals to not abuse your power. That isn't, unfortunately, the case today, as we've seen a lot of doctors get hooked up in this last week or 10 days. A number of doctors, 6,500 of them, have been accused of writing prescriptions that were not necessarily needed because they were getting paid off by the drug companies. That's a huge indictment, Ken, of what's going on in the system. Do you agree?
I don't know the details of what you're talking about, but, just inappropriately prescribing prescription drugs is just not obviously a good idea, and something that none of us should be doing.
No. Well, at any rate, we'll talk about, because I like to use myself, I'm happy to use myself as a guinea pig to make demonstrative some of the things that we're talking about. Our mainstay here is to understand what's going on in the medical journals, the books, the magazines that are important for you and your crew. So let's get to something that is this week Well, we've got a couple of FDA stories. Apparently, they've approved their first generic nasal spray against opioid overdose. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this is really good news, especially everyone's looking to save money on drugs, because the need is urgent, Doug. On average, more than 130 Americans die every day from overdoses of opioids. We're talking about the prescription painkillers such as fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, Vicodin, morphine. And the news this week is that the first generic Naloxone nasal spray to treat opioid overdose has received approval from the FDA. Teva Pharmaceuticals' life-saving product is also the first generic Naloxone nasal spray approved for use by people without medical training. There is already a brand name spray called Narcan for emergency use by untrained people, such as family members and bystanders, but this will save everybody a lot of money.
Well, under the we talk about some of these things, the opioid problem here. I just wanted to get some background to what I said to you a few minutes ago. The feds have charged 60 people, 53 of them are licensed health professionals, with illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics as well. This is a big-time health care fraud, according to the Justice Department. They said that enforcement actions involve dozens and dozens of doctors and pharmacists and nurse practitioners and other licensed medical professionals. 350,000 prescriptions for controlled substances, 32 million pills. So this is the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force,
right,
where this all started.
31 doctors, 60 people.
Yeah. Yep, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, they say. They're working all around the country to get at this. And so the fact that the FDA, it's kind of a sad reality. They've approved a nasal spray to prevent people from dying from opioid overdoses. That's kind of pathetic, isn't it?
Well, it's because there's a thin line between effectiveness and toxicity. And
what is that line? How do you know where the line is?
Well, that's a good question. It's individualized, and you have to follow very carefully a competent, trained prescriber and not overdo it. And too often people get confused or just overdose or they're using illegal drugs and they don't even know what the dose is, and they just take too much of it and go to sleep because they stop breathing. And if you don't get the antidote, you won't wake up.
Well,
and just let me comment for a second about
please.
This news about it's very sad that they've announced this 60 people in this illegal prescription opioid crackdown. And again, it's an investigation. We don't know what the facts are. I always like to wait till I hear what the facts are, because it doesn't sound good. But let's hear what actually comes out of this before we really come down. But obviously, this is a very small number of all the physicians. And, these are, if they are guilty, just horrible, bad apples. And, they obviously, they should lose their licenses forever for something like this, if this is true. But, it's just, it would be very sad, and you have to be very careful about prescribing these drugs. This is not an area that I personally operate in. I don't write for these drugs. This is not something cardiologists do. These are drugs that really pain physicians mostly are involved in, sometimes ER physicians, sometimes internists, but especially there's a whole specialty now of pain management. And these pain management clinics set up, many of them are incredibly ethical and doing incredibly good work, but some of them are these
The bad apples spoil the rest of the old song, One Bad Apple Spoils the Whole Bunch.
Yes.
And in this circumstance, 70,000 people died last year. I think that was the number that you quoted at the end of the year. 70,000 people have died in this country in the past year because of opioid overdosing, opioid overprescriptions, overuse.
This should be closed down amazingly. And, you know, physicians who think they're going to get, it's really amazingly silly to think that they're going to get away with this because these things are tracked so incredibly. So,
well, that's the other thing I would like to hear from you. How do authorities track the prescriptions that you write? Does somebody look at every one of them someplace?
With a microscope, especially the controlled drugs. And
so then how is it that they so overdo the, well, maybe they're finding the people now.
They find it. Yeah. They'll catch up.
Yeah. Pretty bad. All right, more from the FDA in a moment here. 16 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. The folks at Dr. Martin Ginniger's office want you to know about power swabs. Power swabs created by Dr. Ginniger to help his own patients get whiter, brighter teeth. He came up with this fabulous concoction. This is an all-natural a product that is made with several different ingredients that are the top of the line, and they go to work 5 minutes later. The patented tooth detergent, all-natural whitening agent, lightens up your teeth. The stains are starting to go away in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, wine stains start to disappear. Keep it up. When you do it two times in a row, I guess, twice in a row, the shade of the whiteness brightens up more. So you're supposed to do it 2 days in a row, and then you give it 5 days off. I think that's how it works. I don't need to get into the nitty-gritty. I'm just telling you, this works very well. A dentist started it. Now you can get it. It's not available online. It's only available by calling the company itself. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they will give you 50% off. You'll earn it, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Yeah, you earn the discount. 50% off the retail price. So save yourself $500-$600 from having to get the teeth at your dentist whitened professionally. Do it yourself with fabulous power swabs. Call now, 800-208-1797 to get them at half price.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV. We'll be right back.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mildura, Florida, here on Good Day Health. Check out the podcast that's there every week. The most recent podcast featuring Dr. Ken is posted now at gooddayhealthshow.com. So if you don't get all the info, there's a ton of it there, man. I'll tell you, I pride myself and I'm thankful we have Ken to give us, to just sort of dissect all of this stuff and give you some common sense approaches to things that may be worrying you. I always ask him. We were just talking off the air about some things that showed up in a blood test profile that I don't know and understand. And when you look at it with an uncultured, uneducated eye, and I'm pretty educated about what's going on in my body, and this is the first time we ever had tests like this, and they showed particle numbers in the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and the good cholesterol, and what to do about it. And you know, if you don't have somebody like Ken to interpret this for you, you could either not pay attention to it, and you need to, or you pay too much attention to it because you don't really understand what the negative numbers mean. So that's why Ken has so much value for anybody that goes to see him. Don't forget his office number, 352-735-1400. The most recent conversation that we have is a podcast with Ken, focuses on why you ought to walk a little bit faster, amongst other things. We also talk about the DASH diet, how that helps with hypertension, cardiovascular disease, that sort of thing. And then whole idea, guidelines released for dementia that we discuss about. And one of the things that you, if you like to drink alcohol, be encouraged to do a little of that, not a lot, because of the latest information on dementia and liquor combined. Dr. Ken in this podcast tells you about why he went into the field of cardiovascular medicine in the first place. A personal story, a personal look into Ken and what he's all about and why he does what he does. Also, we have warnings for pregnant women in this podcast. Do not use tranquilizers. Hear why not at gooddayhealthshow.com, plus lots of other information about you and your good health. Gooddayhealthshow.com. Here's something for dog lovers. Your DNA may determine whether or not you're good with them or not good with them. So how does this work? How does this figure, Ken?
Yes. I just got a call from my office, and I had to detach for a second. So Tell me where you want to go.
No, I want to. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I am fine. I just had to take an urgent call.
All right. Okay. See, that's what happens. That's why Ken is so good.
I'm 24 a real
hours
doctor.
A day, 7 days a week. He's a real doctor, and people are calling. Okay, it was an emergency. You got to get to the hospital. So if you need to leave, that's okay. I understand.
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So what I was focusing on was this study on DNA, which helps determine whether or not you're a dog lover.
Ah, yes. This is a very fascinating study, and I thought you'd be especially interested in this.
Yeah.
This comes out of the medical journal Scientific Reports. A love of canines, Doug, may be contained in your genes. After comparing the genetic makeup of more than 35,000 twin pairs with dog ownership, genetic variations explain more than half of the likelihood of having a dog. The results of this study, published in Scientific Reports this week, may explain why some folks are dog people compared to those who have no pets. Genetics and environmental play about an equal role in determining dog ownership. I thought this was fascinating.
Right. So we wouldn't probably find the same for people who have rats or mice as pets, I'm guessing. Under the circumstances.
But you find some people who are so overwhelmingly strong in their affection for dogs, and there are some people who are so, just couldn't care less, and maybe this has part of it.
Well, you know where I am in that department.
Oh, yes, you have the gene, without a doubt.
I guess I must, maybe a couple, under the circumstances. Well, that's good to know. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. It's 28 minutes past the hour now.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dorian is now heading toward eastern Canada. It's now a Category 1 hurricane, generating sustained winds at 90 miles per hour. Tropical storm conditions are expected to spread into Maine this afternoon. Earlier, over coastal North Carolina, Dorian wreaked havoc on the Outer Banks. Benny Lax is on Ocracoke Island.
The water levels rose so fast, literally, I would say within 30 minutes, we had 4 feet of water, and it just kept rising.
There was a storm surge of up to 4 feet there. While Dorian was a Category 5, it was the strongest and slowest hurricane to ever batter the Bahamas. On Abaco Island, many are waiting to be evacuated. This woman was waiting to be evacuated to Nassau with her children.
I don't have nothing but me and my kids.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, with thousands of people still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, with the story of sunglasses and how wearing them to bed may help you get a better night's rest. How's that work?
Sure. And then I'd like to comment a little bit more about a study you mentioned earlier about exercising and not eating breakfast before exercising.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's talk about sunglasses first.
Sure.
This comes out of the European Society of Endocrinology annual meeting this week, that exposure to bright phones and computer screens, they can affect the brain's clock and disrupt our sleep. So wearing these experimental glasses that block out blue light before bed can help you sleep better after just 1 week, they discovered. Exposure to these bright screens, particularly from phones, computers, and tablets, they can affect the brain's clock and the production of sleep hormone melatonin. This happens because the blue light emitted from screens, it mimics the wavelength of light in the morning and confuses your brain. The news this week is that wearing these special glasses that are not yet on the market, but I bet they will be soon, they filter out blue light, have almost the same effect as completely switching devices off. My advice right now is to minimize that screen time in the hour or two before bed and use the blue light filters that so many of the phones already have on them.
All right, so let's talk about blue light in these new, what do they call the new light bulbs?
LED.
LED thing. I had two of the three letters right anyway. So that's blue light as well. And we're told there's a warning that's aimed at people. I've never been a fan of these LED lights anyway.
Exactly.
I think that they are way overrated and yes. very expensive, and they supposedly save electricity. But at what cost? Apparently, the blue light in those bulbs is really bad for you. And the more exposure you have to it, the worse it is for you. So, you know, I'm wondering about blue light. I guess that's why I brought it up, Ken.
It's almost like the light bulbs, they're not broken. Why fix them?
Yeah, right. I mean, so they use a little more electricity. I had a few that I've used. I wouldn't use them anymore. I go out and buy the old style. You can find them. I remember when they stopped making certain types of light bulbs, I went to Walmart and bought a case because I wanted to have them. But I just wondered about, I guess, more importantly, the impact of blue light, if there's anything consistent.
I think we're only discovering, but we do know that it confuses the brain, especially when you're going to bed. It makes the brain think it's morning, and the clock is confused, and you don't get good restful sleep.
No. All right, word to the wise there. All right, let's go back to the discussion of exercise and how eating before may or may not be good for you. What did you find in nosing around?
That was a small study, only 12 individuals, and they gave them oatmeal beforehand, and everybody in that study was very fit. So it's really hard yet to make conclusions to the rest of the people who are not fit, way obese, and who are trying to use exercise to lose weight. My advice is that in order to lose weight, if that's your goal, you have to count calories, because that's how you lose weight. And adding an exercise program to it just makes it a lot easier, especially to maintain that weight loss once you lose it. But the issue here is just count the calories, and it doesn't matter whether you skip the meal, don't skip the meal. I mean, I'm not a big advocate of skipping meals. I'm a big advocate of exercising when you can and it's convenient, so you do it, and just eat your regular meals, but watch the calorie count and eat healthy.
All right. So then, to go one step further with this discussion of overeating and weight gain and weight loss, I think I saw something about processed foods and how they are the main cause for weight gain. I thought to myself, duh. who needs to study that? But with the ever-increasing problem, you have more clients, not fewer, because people are not heeding the advice, the words to the wise, not only here, but in any other responsible discussion about medicine, medical advice, health advice. There is this focus on processed foods. Why are people so loathe? And the stuff tastes good, I get it. Remember when we used to have Phil Lempert on? Remember
yes.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru? His word was, make any difference what's in it. If it doesn't taste good, it won't sell. People
right.
won't eat it.
I think that the foods have become so comforting, and a lot of persons' emotional issues initially are treated with foods, and then they initially might feel a little bit better, but then feel worse when they start looking at their waistline,
yeah,
and they get into these cycles. They're not happy, so they eat, and then they eat, and they're even less happy. You got to
right.
break that cycle.
Right. All right. Let's spend some time back on there's so much information about heart disease. We were talking earlier about how cancer numbers are down, heart disease is up, and mostly it's because of this stuff we're talking about, the perverse side of eating fat food and food that's industrialized instead of naturally grown. Kellogg's cornflakes, for example, 100 years ago, that was real food. Today? Because of the GMOs, the corn they use, all of that kind of stuff, it's almost impossible to find food that isn't infused in some way, shape, or form. And this is causation that I'm talking about, that's so full of these GMO things that are so bad for you. And the poorer you are, the more of them. I wonder about, that's actually, do you mind me asking you this question about your clients? How many of them have money and how many of them don't? By the time they get to you, they're on Medicaid or they have insurance. But I just wonder if there's a money quotient to this as well, knowing full well what the answer is. But I thought it'd be good to think about it out of the box. if you have money, you're not likely to be heavy. Do you agree with that statement?
I don't think there's a real clear correlation there because it just depends on food
but
choices.
Poor people consume cheap, readily available processed food, and that, you know, a lot of people who don't have money also smoke and use drugs and drink more and don't exercise and all that kind of stuff.
I think finance is only one factor, but there's just so many factors involved here. And I don't know if you can generalize there, but I mean, I take care of obese poor, I take care of obese wealthy, and
but I'll bet you take care of more obese poor people than you do wealthy people. That's sort of what I'm not trying to make something out of this. I just people who stop at the Shake Shack are more likely to visit you than the people who go to the places to get salads and stuff.
I think it's all over the map. You know, the obese can afford to really indulge in whatever expensive food they want. You know, that may be incredibly high in saturated fats and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So it's all over the map, and you don't have to be obese. You can be poor. You can be rich. You can be in the middle. And, you know, I think it's food choices, and I think on a budget you can lose weight, and on a budget there are some gyms today that are so relatively inexpensive.
Yes.
And so I think regardless of financial status, I think you can be at ideal body weight.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a moment, when you go into a restaurant, what do you look for? When Ken goes, I'm going to ask him, when he goes into some popular restaurant in his area, what does he look at on the menu? I've eaten out with him, so I kind of know what he what he does. But I want everybody to hear about his food choices, and maybe you can reflect on that somewhat with a healthy eye to how much you're helping yourself to. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with a question about Joint Formula 14. Have you tried it yet? Sierra Cell put together a formula. They call it Joint Formula 14 because it's guaranteed to work in 14 days or your money back. I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days. Here is some testimony from a fellow who wrote in to tell me how much this Joint Formula 14 had helped him relieve stiff hips. He's got arthritis in his hands and his hips, and this stuff has put it at bay. Here's somebody named Roberto who took some of the Joint Formula 14 reading this letter here. He had knee replacement surgery, and it's helping him to recover from that. Then there's Jane, who had old injury aches. She was a college athlete, and now that she's in her 50s, she got aches galore. So if you want to take the same route these people have taken, Joint Formula 14, go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, one word, achefree.live, and get the details on their special offer, free shipping, and this goes until the end of the month. Money-back guarantee always goes with CSL's Joint Formula 14. Get rid of the ache. Ache relief. Or if you don't feel it, you get your money back. Don't keep putting up with this awful feeling, the aches, the pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Cell at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping, and this is for the rest of the month.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what primary care doctors offer in terms of help your well-being, because primary care physicians in our country today are becoming sort of like dinosaurs, because everybody's a specialist, no general practitioner. So it's confusing for a lot of people. They don't even know who their primary care physician might be. And this is because of the economy, of what's going on, you know, the expense, how medical care is. And by the way, a lot of people are not going into primary care medicine, general medicine, because of the cost of medical school today. It runs a couple of $100,000. I got a kick out of one of the episodes I was watching of Grey's Anatomy, and the subplot was how much it costs to go to medical school. And one of the doctors, played by Katherine Heigl, had been a model before she became a doctor. And she paid her $200,000 in medical fees by modeling. And that's one of the things that's turning people off, because general practitioners don't make the kind of money. Primary care doctors don't get paid. They get paid less than people who are specialists. So there is a financial incentive to go to a specialty school and get a specialty to be a specialist. And so there are a lot of people, you know, now when you go to a specialist, or to go to a specialist, you've got to be referred to by the primary care doctor, but the primary care doctors aren't there anymore. Harder and harder to get in to see them. So that means the quality of your medical care has gone down because of the reality of what it costs to go to school and how much doctors are paid. I thought that was pretty instructive. So that's why I passed it along to you here on Good Day Health. All right, Dr. Ken here. You wanted to do a little bit more work on that study that we were talking about earlier. Well, we talked about a lot of different studies. Which one piqued your interest?
No, we were talking before about how financial socioeconomic status affects obesity. And the trend has been that the disparity by incomes have been weakening with time, particularly for adults. And that's what more recently has been showing. And that's my experience in the office.
If you check out any popular restaurant menu, chain restaurants especially, where a lot of families go, there are, if you look at the children's menu, it's usually fried food. And this is where kids, if you eat out, a lot of people eat out a lot now. And so you got fried fish, and you got fried chicken, and you have hot dogs and hamburgers and things that are easy for kids to eat. But doesn't that start them on a long road down into the foxhole? I think that's a taste thing. Yeah, okay, tastes good. Johnny will eat that. It's good for him. But then down the road, it isn't good for him. And it may even, it's not good for him as well. Look at all the fat kids you see around. Never mind fat adults.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to train your kids by example. You know, you can't tell them what to do and then do the other thing. And you just have to watch portion control. Teach them about calories, and remember, there are treats. You know, you don't have to be 100% perfect all the time with all this. Treats are okay.
Yeah, a little chocolate will do you, or a little pie will do you, a little ice cream will do you. Yeah, got to have that. All right, here's to your health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. All the info, you know, listen to the podcast. Find out what's there. GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
After the hour, time now for a continuation. Our constant flow of information about your medical health and well-being, part of the service of this program, and we bring to you to help service the needs that you have for medical information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a practicing cardiologist down at Mount Dora's fabulous Lake Cardiology in Florida, just outside of Orlando. So let's get to a couple of these items as we continue our focus on you dissecting the info that comes from the medical journals. A couple of food-based items, including what happens if you skip breakfast. You're the cardiologist, so what's the connection there?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. What a great way to change your lifestyle and stay on planet Earth longer, Doug. The news this week is that skipping breakfast can increase the risk of dying from heart disease. The risk of death from cardiovascular disease spikes by a whopping 87% for people who say they never eat the morning meal. Skipping breakfast has a link to changes in appetite, higher blood pressure, dangerous changes in cholesterol levels, and lower satisfaction after eating. There are clear benefits of eating breakfast in promoting cardiovascular health, Doug.
So, from the point of view of those people who don't, this is just another nail in your coffin. If you're eating the wrong foods to begin with, and then you don't have a good breakfast, I would think it would be actually more or equally as difficult for most of the other things in your body, heart, lungs, all your everything. I can see what
87% is a huge spike. This is amazing. It's more than most would predict, but it is what it is.
All right, so in relationship to that, your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, is another food-based story this week. What's the this is an upside, I'm going
to
guess.
Yes, trying to lose weight. Listen up to the news this week out in the medical journal Obesity that eating a diet largely based in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, Doug, may keep people from eating unhealthy amounts of other types of food. Primates that consumed a Mediterranean diet in the study ate less of any other available food and lost weight. It's published this week in Obesity Medical Journal. And by comparison, the animals on a Western diet, they ate far more than they needed and gained weight.
Mm-hmm. So, There's a food preservative that's the subject of yet another one of the journals focusing on how people are, what makes people fat, and they zero in on this common food preservative. What do you think of that?
Science Translational Medicine this week. Eating a preservative widely used in breads, baked goods, and cheese dough may trigger metabolic responses that are linked to obesity and diabetes. This additive, it's called propionate, is actually a naturally occurring fatty acid produced in the gut. When it's used as an additive in processed foods, it helps prevent mold. However, consuming propionate can cause weight gain, resistance to insulin, and a rise in blood sugar, and a subsequent surge in insulin. This resembles obesity, type 2 diabetes, and all the associated havoc.
Hmm. So then, on top of all that, there's a study in the Journal of Nutrition that I just saw suggesting vegans are the healthiest in our country. They may outlive us all. At least this study suggests that. You buying that?
Well, I think that diet and the Mediterranean diet, you know, we could arm wrestle about it, and cardiologists love to debate it, but I think both are outstanding, and you have to find out what works well for you. The Mediterranean works well for me, the vegan doesn't, but for many people, the vegan does, and I think that's great. You have to individualize this for each of us and find right. which works well for you, and then go on it.
All right. Interesting food news in the medical news this week. Here's some news for those of you who lack the energy to tackle your everyday work and home assignments. You're not in shape. You're struggling to try to get yourself going every single day. If that's your description, here's something that will be, I think, on the top of your shopping list. And maybe think about this for a little bit, what I have to say about this product, Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You will feel better because of the ingredients. So this is for mostly men who are working out in the gym and not performing well at work, not doing well with your love life. Testosterone plays an important part, and that's one of the main ingredients in Nugenix. Nugenix maximizes your energy, increases lean muscle mass, boosts your libido. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, this sounds good. Want a free bottle? Let's try it out. Free. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's how you get a free bottle of Nugenix. That's right. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's simple. FORCE to 321-321.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.